Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit up, Quay. Back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fought it on me, backpacking again.
Bow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Catch.
Quaver, back at it, count up 100, the rest at it, yeah, my wrist, a Titanic, ice hit the glacier, it do damage, yeah, your gon' panic, I see through a panic, like a panoramic,
hey,
yeah, then get back to whipping, then get back to trapping, your back at it,
woo,
if it's too crowded, I might shoot out the roof and say, let him come through,
bye-bye.
Keep it 1,000 when I'm in the booth, I spent 2,000 to step in the shoes, gang on gang, how you think we gon' lose,
yeah.
Back to back motorcade, that's how we move, on mama porch, I was sitting on the stool,
mama.
When I hopped up, I took off to the moon,
oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back
hey,
at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fought it on me, backpacking again.
Bow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin. My diamond like Fiji, I'm yellow visa, ice out in this freezer, just cop the Luigi. Oh, take it easy, you trippin', I'm leaving. I drank in the freezer, this now come easy. I'm trappin', I mean it. My blood double G me, that cooler, that heater. Take knots in your reader. I sent some shots through a white beater. Chop a knock out of his fever. Don't call me little baby, I'm sorry, don't need you. That's money I got shot up, then went up on features. Body for body, my some demons. We tip it tally, you busted and bleeding. Stopped in the line in the booth with my Nina. Back in the day, used to trap in the beamer. I'm a true hustler, my the schemer. In her eyes and that look the creamer. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fought it on me, backpacking again.
Round.
Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
So froze, I can't shake hands, I gotta give you a pound. Wave my bank account, quadruple think I'm still slanging pounds. Told them catching my vote for who, trying to get this dope across the border. Grew up, I'm from East Atlanta, but stand my ground like it's Florida. The judge, the bailiff, the local reporter. Tell the hoax to my lawyer, grew up slicker than oil. Caught the dawn, wrote the raid to the truck with the odds. Look like a Aurora, still a ship every time I bring out my cars. Stars by the bar, neighborhood superstar. 24K, Bruno Mars, down to the drawers. I'm thinking large, talking old money, Chico the bars. Blue sound 20, futuristic, moving this part.
Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
hey, bingo fought it on me, backpacking again.
Bow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Catch.
One, two, one, two.
Hey.
Hey, hey. What's going on, family? We, what is this? Not even 60 days into the new year. It's been going down. Huh? Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing good.
Yep, back at it again.
We back at it again. Yep. I mean, we going on what, year four? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We back at it again. HubNet Online Radio. We getting it in. What we talking about today, Darius?
We're talking about colorism.
We've been talking about that all week long. right? What's your take on it? Speak on it, because I got a whole lot to say.
Okay, well, the topic came out, so I had to do a little research. So if you don't mind, good evening to everybody who's listening. And colorism, I looked up Wikipedia. It says discrimination based on skin color, also known as colorism or shadism, is a form of prejudice or discrimination in which people who are usually members of the same race are treated differently based on the social implication which comes with the cultural meanings which are attached to the skin color. That's the Wikipedia version of colorism.
Basically, discriminating against your own race.
That's correct.
No.
It's
discrimination regarding of color.
Right.
You can come from within and without. You know, remember the bag test?
I know we did this before. It can come if you're not a
from within
or
without
person. Huh?
It comes from within or without. It's not necessarily racism. It's discriminatory. Colorism is a discriminatory practice based on what the preference is. Remember the paper bag test? If you're lighter than this paper bag, you get a job. If you're darker than this paper bag, you don't get the job.
Right. But
think about
what
we saw in hip hop for the last 20, 30 years. It was colorism. Only light skinned girls got to, you know, be with the big stars.
That would be within your race, because it's also in Hispanic, it's also in other cultures. It's not from one Hispanic person and a Puerto Rican person, for example, or a Hispanic person, a Puerto Rican person, and a Black person. It has to do with within your race.
It's in and out of your race. It's not just a light-skinned dude versus a black-skinned dude. It's a preference. That's why I said it's discriminatory. It's discrimination. This is something that was created going back to the Willie Lynch papers we did the show on. He was the father of it, right? Where the white man pit the light-skinned guy against the dark-skinned guy, house nigga, field nigga, right? So it's a form of control. It's a control mechanism. If a white establishment is only going to use black people, they're going to want to pick what kind of black people. That is a form of colorism. Now, inside the race, you got the light-skinned, dark-skinned, you know, headbanging.
I get that part, but what I'm saying is the white person picking the black person, it's the difference between the two people that's in the same race.
Colorism issue, not a racism
issue. That's the part
I'm
talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that being said, it's been going on for some time, and it has been a part of a bunch of different cultures. Hispanic people look down on darker Hispanic people. I learned that years ago. The more Caucasian, I don't know what this is country. This is this country. These here in the United States, the more you look, regardless of your race, the more you look Caucasian, the better you're supposed to be. You know, Hispanic people also, if they are fair-skinned, got blue eyes, you know, that they're supposed to be better than a darker pigment Hispanic person. So that being said, sorry, there was a call coming through. That being said, we did a show back in 2018 when we first discussed colorism, and the reason why I brought it up as a topic this week is because I had been noticing, you know, being that I'm working from home, I've been watching a little bit more TV than I normally do, and I really don't pay attention. Whenever there's a commercial coming up or anything like that, certain ones I look at because it's like anything that Shaq is in, because he's in all kinds of stuff, I'm cracking up laughing. But I happen to be, as you know, if a commercial come up, I get up, go to the restroom, or go do what I got to do, come on back. But I had been watching the commercials on TV, and I started noticing that there was a lot of fair-skinned, first of all, there's a lot of interracial couples on TV just for, you know, a toilet tissue commercial or dishwashing liquid, basic stuff. I was like, you know, married couples, or they would even go as far as is showing their kid mixed race, you know, kids. So I'm like, wow, okay. Every now and again, you know, you used to see that, but now I see it a lot. I started paying more attention. I'm like, what's that about? You know, so that kind of brought up the topic of discussion in the groups this week in regards to. I just wanted to check with the fam, with the peeps, and see whether or not I'm tripping. If I'm not tripping, you know, if they seeing the same thing I'm seeing, like, you know, and I'm one of these people, I'm far from racist. I believe you get to love who you want to love, right? Regardless of their nationalities, regardless of their gender. But I just thought, I'm trying to understand what's going on. Why all of a sudden, maybe it's not all of a sudden. Maybe I'm just recognizing it all of a sudden. But what's going on in this country that all the couples on TV, not all, majority of the commercials that they're showing is interracial couples?
Well, we got to remember that's not colorism. That is
okay, but I'm saying that's what we already went over colorism. What I'm saying is that was what I'm also bringing that up in regards to, you know, race, and it kind of can because, like you said, outside of the race, it also is a form of racism, and it can be a form of racism. And so my this is kind of like a sidebar. I'm trying to get some feedback in regards to what is the motive here. What is the why? Why not a black couple or a white couple or an Asian couple? What is the significance of having a black? Some people told me, now I've seen what is it? I've seen white women with black men. I haven't seen too many black women with white men, but part of the conversation was that, you know, they're on there as well. So that being said, because that's the beginning, that can be the beginning of it. Because when you start talking about the kids, right? These are interracial kids. Majority of interracial kids that I've met or seen, they're fair skinned. So that being said, you know, you don't see too many black couples with dark skinned kids on TV. Every now and again, you'll see one, and it'd be for a short period of time, you know. So, unless they're a celebrity or something like that. So, I don't know what's going on in this country that's a big deal. Is it a fad? Is it something that we're going to have to, you know, it's going to be that way from here on out? Are black people, dark pigmentation people, men and women not getting up, you know, still not getting from back in the Jim Crow era, back in racism, when racism was really new, not new, but really, you know, a bigger issue than it, big as of an issue as it is now? Is that something that we're still dealing with in regards to darker pigmentation and lighter pigmentation? And so that's where the topic came from. When I started seeing that, I started asking the peeps, what's going on? What y'all seeing? You know, is it me? What you think? What y'all thinking? I guess the reason why I brought that part up sidebar is because I wanted to know, why. What's going on? Did I miss something? In regards to the topic, which is colorism, in all nationalities in this country, I wouldn't just say this country. I've been to a couple of countries outside of here, and it's the same thing. My best friend said, it's that way in Jamaica. She took her granddaughter, to Jamaica, and she said the Jamaican people there was just blown up because she's very fair-skinned. She's really light-skinned. Her dad is light-skinned, which is my best friend's son, and her mom was white. So she's really fair skinned and real white skinned. And so they thought she was just beautiful. I said, what do you mean they thought she was? She said, I had to watch my granddaughter. They was just blown away. She had this, you know, all that beautiful sandy brown hair. And they just, they was offering her candy and just everywhere they went. She said she asked her friend that she went down there to see, who's from Jamaica, what's that about? Like, should I be concerned? And she said, no, they just, they, you know, in this country, the lighter your skin is, you know, it's a big deal. I was like, really? That, you know, so that, I didn't experience that, but she shared that with me last year. So I won't just say it's in the United States. You know, from what I understand, it's all over this world. What is it so within our race? Of course, naturally, that here we go. Within our race, we've been, we look down, darker-skinned people. It used to be looked down towards black men. If you were dark, it was a problem. And we know, for us, majority of that, the reason that is the way it is throughout the years and generations is because of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you thinking? Nobody got no thoughts? Okay. Well,
Well, I was trying to let Darius get a go ahead, Darius. What do you think?
Well, I think about colorism is about when I was doing the research, I read some today about a little article said about the fight against colorism in the black community. So I said, okay, this might be interesting. This is from 4 or 5 years ago from Detroit. How do we fight against this in the black community? This is from Click on Detroit. And it's a good article. I should post it. But it's like colorism. Some is rarely publicly addressed, even though it happens almost daily. And it says, unfortunately, I think it's more accepted to be light skinned in America. So it's kind of like a little like a discrimination. But the keys to it either probably accept it, and I looked at the terms of how we can defeat colorism. It's like accept it, and probably embrace of who we are, and not fight amongst each other about our insecurities. That's my few of my thoughts right there.
Okay,
let me take a shot at your question. In regards to the stuff that you're seeing on TV, that's been a liberal push. I have to be honest with you.
What do you mean?
Studies have shown that at a certain point within the next 20, 30 years, this is going to be a mulatto country. Here's the facts. Because the populations of blacks are increasing, the populations of Hispanics are increasing, the populations of people coming in from all over the world who are non-white are increasing. That's just a simple fact. The white man is about to become a minority. And as he becomes a minority and everybody's intermingling and mixing up with each other, you're going to see that it's going to be a more beige, tan, kid and play looking world, right? So the other side of that is there are marketing people like me who sees this coming. And when you're putting out your product, you can keep doing it the same way, or you can look at what's happening in society. And you start adjusting your marketing to that. That's why you're starting to see a dark skinned guy with a white woman, or a light skinned guy with a white woman, and you're starting to see these interblended families, right? And you're seeing that because it's a pushback against the narrative that people can't come together. So it's more of a movement. It is more of a philosophy that people are putting their money behind. Because when you see them commercials, remember, them commercials is on average anywhere from $1.5 to $3 million commercials. So they are putting their money behind the concept that people are having blended families, because it's true, right? The second part of that is, if you can look a little further, then what's his name? Kenya Moore, the creator of Black-ish, right? Kenya Barris, the creator of Black-ish. He created Black-ish, right? After he did the Black, then he had they even had to address the fact that everybody's Black, but everybody looks light skinned on the show, right? Mm-hmm. He had to come out and address that, because if we're Black, it's not to be seeing some charcoal color people. Mm-hmm. But we don't. What we're seeing is people who are light. It gets a real light and then a little lighter, or a little, you know, tannish, a little brownish. It's not really
caramel
blackish.
Color.
And that's caramel. Look at Anthony Anderson. Even he looks lighter on that damn show. So
he sure do. He didn't used to be that damn light.
Yeah. So he had no. So the creator had no choice but to come out and address it. But he can only do so much. All right. This is still a Walt Disney operation here. The other side of it, he had to explain Mixish.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about Mixish, the spinoff shit series?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was about a mixed family, because it's a real thing.
But my thing is, why is it so prevalent with Black people, both for people, producers or movie critics outside of, you know, our race? Because they also got, for example, they also got an Asian one. An Asian family, you know, and there's no mixing there. They got the Hispanic. I remember when George Lopez and had his show on TV, and you really got to see how Hispanic people were acted, interacted, and how they, you know, culture is and stuff like that. There was no mixing of Hispanic people with Black people. But when it comes to Black people, why is it that our shit is mixed up?
Well, it's because that's the – when you travel through New York and you travel, you see most – when the last time you seen a Black guy gripped up with a little Asian lady? Do you see
it
often?
I know.
You may see a Black guy gripped up with a white girl, right?
I see it a lot down here.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But when you look around the rest of the country, it's not – here's the thing. We're not saying it's not happening. But when you are creating a product and when you are looking at the reality, you're always going to go with the point that's right in front of your face the most. That's how you get your marketing done, right? You're going to find the low-hanging fruit. The low-hanging fruit is you go anywhere through Times Square, you go anywhere to downtown Philadelphia, you're going to see some white dude with a black dude. I mean, white dude with a – I'm sorry, a black dude with a white woman, or a white dude with a black woman. It's happening all the time. Now, guess what? Dave Chappelle got an Asian wife with a bunch of little half mixed kids, right? So does what's the other funny dude with the long nose, little good Michael Jackson dance, real good Eddie Griffin? Guess what? He got an Asian woman. So that is a thing for. So we know now it's actually happening. But what's happening the most is we got a white and black mixed family, and that's fine. That's a space for that. But the issue is, as long as it's being done fairly, I don't have a problem with it. Date who you want to date. I'm tired of the argument. You know, me personally, I would never date outside of mine unless I'm going to Hispanic, but I consider them family. But to each his own.
Okay, so, all right. So back to colorism within our race. We still, I think for me, it is a form of just as a people, just the times that we're living in 2021, and just seeing what happened here with this president that we had, and the form of, and the racism that has turned into, morphed pretty much into something else worse than what we, you know, just, if not worse. I can't even really compare it because I wasn't the KKK and all that era. But it just, I don't know, it's just a form of ignorance. I used to think it was a form of ignorance, but now I feel like it's a sickness. Because I've had conversations with some young folks, in the young black kids, and I've had some, both male and female, some of my nieces and nephews' friends and stuff, and they say things like, you know, they don't want to date dark-skinned, they want light-skinned with good hair. If they have kids, they want their kids to have light eyes and good hair, which is the main reason why they want to date outside their race. I asked them, and this was over the holidays and about a year ago, I asked them, what is that about? Are you trying to, you know, I talked to them about slavery first. And then I said, and one of the kids said, well, that was back then, this is now. I said, but do you understand that you are here now because of what happened back then? And they just got quiet. Like, this is a form of, you can tell their parents, which was the generation after me, but my parents are probably in their 30s, it's not having these conversations with their kids. You know, this is my country. I'm not from Africa, or my heritage, or my people are not from Africa. They from St. Louis. You know, this is my country. Like, don't know, not really wanting to even engage. And I asked one of them, I said, is it painful for you to see people, African, you know, us, our slaves, is it painful for you to see slaves from back in, you know, back in the day, the lynchings, the beating with, you know, whips and sprayed with water hose and not being able to go into business establishment? When you see that stuff, does it bother you? And it was just really, no. Because I said, it's a detachment. I said, why is that? They said, because it's not, those are not my people. That was back then, and this is now. And they just kept saying that. And I was just like, wow. So I said all that. I had that conversation a year or so ago. I said all that to say this. Now, my nephews and nieces know. You know, they know what it is. But that's the generation that's moving forward to take over where we leave off. And it's not looking too good, you know. Why do you want, you know, what's so big about, what's so bad about having dark skin? And why do they need to have good hair and light eyes? The guy, the one kid I was talking to was a male. It wasn't a female. You expect that from a little girl or something, right? It was a dude. I don't want to date no girl that ain't got good hair and light eyes. I want my kids to have light eyes. You know?
Yeah,
we got grown men. We've had conversations in the group. Uh-huh. We got grown men that have said, oh, bright skin and red bone this and red bone that. It's a form of ignorance. It really, really is. Whenever, and I say this, all that to say this, when you are looking at a person or dealing with a person because of the color of their skin or their what culture or heritage they have, and they're made to feel less than because of that, you're ignorant, because regardless of what you look like on the outside, right, you know, regardless of how your features are on the outside, be it your pigment of your skin or what the texture is of your hair, all of your organs are the same. We're all one race. We're all human beings. That's a form of ignorance, and it's getting worse, you know. And for us as black people to not teach our kids what we went through, to arrive at this point, and we came a little bit away, but we ain't made that big of a stride. We still having problems where we still got black men. And I said to myself, is it me? This is just me asking myself again, is it me, or is most of the little kids, that the little boys throughout these years that have gotten killed unfairly and there was no justice, they were not high yellow kids either. You know, the dude that I just found out about butt naked, was having a mental health breakdown. He was brown skinned. He was a grown man. I forgot his name. You got to get his information. But them kids was not high yellow mixed breed, high yellow with good hair, or I'm sorry, caramel color with good hair and light eyes. Hello?
Yep, we here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
I'm not really sure what, how, I don't really don't see, you know, it's a, I don't see how we're coming out of this no time soon. It seemed to be getting worse. And, you know, like I said in the beginning, I don't really care about who you, I could never date outside my race or be with, you know, that's just me. But, and I don't look at nobody else that do. But I wanted to know what was going on in this country, you know, that is so prevalent now. And you pretty much broke it down. I said, let me get with the piece and find out what's going on. You know, the one kid said, the girl, my niece's little friend said, you know, it's going to be a whole nother, it's going to wind up being a whole nother race. And we won't even be called African Americans because we're not from Africa. Well, I was like, yeah, I said, girl,
wow.
Bye. And she was dead serious.
No, that movement's a 20-year-old movement. That's been going on since the '70s, actually, and the Black Power struggle.
Yeah, but
we were more
conscious. We wasn't running around here talking about we not from Africa.
But no, but that's the thing. She what she's saying is, I'm telling you, think about where the idea of Nubians come from. Right? That came from the idea of who came up with calling us African Americans. They did. Who called us Negroes? They did. Who called us colored? They did. They keep naming us. It's time to name ourselves. That's where Nubians come from. That started out of New York, Flatbush, to be exact. So, and when that got around, then you start seeing some of the other Black Power movements start trying to chime on, but it didn't stick because people are programmed. The reason why our kids are so backwards when it comes to self-awareness and knowledge of self is because their parents weren't even taught right. And the parents aren't even trying to inform them. Yeah, exactly. That's our failure.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the other part. The word racism has been systematically removed from history books. Slavery is being systematically removed from history books.
Really?
Right? So,
wow.
And if you're part of the protest movement and you're part of the education movement and you're part of the self-aware movement, the knowledge of self movement, we've been bitching that and howling about this since the early 2000s. When we start seeing it happen in Pennsylvania, then we start seeing it happening down in Maryland. Say again?
That said, but it seems like to me it's just getting worse.
Yes.
When I say worse, not so much
worse.
Because we're seeing more interracial couples on TV, but it is, somebody told me, and this is another sidebar, that they be having gay couples too. And I was like, what? I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
you
ain't seen them commercials?
I don't see four of them just waiting for the show to start.
Two women. Huh? Yeah, man, they ain't kissing. Yes, I see. If you watch MSNBC as much as I do, and CNN and these little public access shows, which are very liberal, that stuff is normal. My thing is this: I don't have a problem with it because I'm used to it now. You know,
a message that I guess what I'm saying is it's, and I'm always on the late boat. It's sending a message that this is the norm now. That this is
because it is.
It's okay.
They're teaching gay sex in school now. It's too late. The argument has been had. It's too late. That's why once the argument became, we have to teach this in school because the kids already know it and they're doing it and no one's trying to tell them how to do it right. Once that started, it was too, of course there's going to be commercials. Of course I'm going to watch two black dudes kissing or a black and a white dude kiss and two women holding hands tiptoeing through the tulips. It's too late.
It's
too late because they
now.
Started. It's on television. We sat there and watched Will and Grace win award after award after award. Nobody cared. Nobody cared that Will and Grace was, you know, all that gay stuff going on there. Nobody cared about all the other shows with the gay stuff going on there. Once it hits media, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
And let me just say this again for the younger viewers. If you ever have a chance, go on YouTube and watch Jerry Springer. He was the original one that had promoted the trannies and gays on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ricky Lake had him beat with that. Ricky Lake was dying down. Okay? Jerry just picked up the torch Ricky Lake put down. And he blew it way out of control. She had anything. From Aphrodite, she didn't care. Whatever she can book, she booked. That is popular culture. Popular culture is more of a potpourri now than ever before. It's going to have things you don't like, things you like. You don't like it, I don't know what to tell you, because they don't care. They're going to push any and every agenda they can. LGBTQ is a thing. So it's such a thing that it moves presidents' decisions. So we have to just, you know, you don't like it, stay away from it. That's all I can say. You know, but the colorism thing is an issue.
Yeah, it looks like we got no choice.
No, you don't. Just turn your channel. You know?
Right.
Because guess what? The Republicans are doing everything in their power. They're boycotting it. It ain't stopping.
No.
We don't need your money. We got liberal money. We don't need your money.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's like, okay, they're gay. I'm not in the bed with them. You know, the colorism is affecting us on a greater scale, and our people are so ignorant. Anytime that little thing, Kodak Black, can come out and say, I don't like dark brown-skinned women because they're too ghetto, too gutter. Too gutter, he says.
There's off the chain.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. There's a perception.
Chris Brown said the same thing. Chris Brown said the same thing.
It's the modern day paper bag test. And these rappers and singers and these video producers, all that stuff, they like light-skinned women because they quote-unquote, the word foreign is a thing now. Oh, she looked foreign. So foreign means exotic. She's exotic. Yeah.
Foreign is.
You don't ever see the young girls. See, I got to deal with the young girls for work and stuff. So it's. I got to get foreign on these chicks this weekend. Okay.
What?
Okay. See me, you getting dressed. You gonna look
never
nice.
Heard of that before.
Yeah.
Foreign.
So it's you have to understand there is a serious mental programming that has taken place that generations and generations and generations, right? Because while we are fighting, and there's the other side, the idea of the mixed families is a distraction, because we are now looking at something that's happening. We can either agree or disagree, and while we're looking at that, the colorism has continued to be pushed within our community.
Because
I already know, for a fact it's the truth that in many businesses, a light-skinned woman could get the job over a dark-skinned girl who has the same qualifications or more so. I've seen it with my own
two
eyes.
I've heard that too. Or get a loan.
You know, I've literally watched CEOs hire a receptionist, and she's a slim, light-skinned girl with long, flowing weave hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the dark-skinned girl was 10 times more qualified, had to take another job. So, you know, I used to do? I used to give them another job, let them work for me, and pay them more than a CEO's receptionist, just to be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to stop.
Wow.
It has to stop. I only like light-skinned Jones. Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, we crack jokes. Light-skinned this, dark-skinned that. Yeah, we crack jokes. Because we're laughing at we're laughing at the colorism that's taking place. Just like we use the term mm-hmm. nigger when we shouldn't, but we do it anyway
mm-hmm.
because we're trying to reclaim
right.
it and make it our own. It's the same thing
mm-hmm.
with colorism. You know, I'm sure y'all seen the memes of Prince laying down and they talking about, or Shamar Moore, because I just saw one today, how light-skinned dudes trip and fall. That kind of, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I don't complain if it's lighthearted, if it's just, you know, cracking jokes. But for those that believe it, something's wrong with you.
Yeah,
something
and they
really
do. You know, now that we have social media, it's being pushed a lot. If I see a meme that come up in my groups, I delete it. It is, you know, a thinking. And if it's on social media, you got people that believe that social media is the damn near the Bible. You know, they actually believe, you know, what they see, read and see on social media. There are groups, groups titled Light Skin Red Bones, you know.
Big Booty Red Bone Chicks.
Perceived notion.
And to be
you know, that's
group,
a porn category.
Huh?
I need you to understand, it's a porn category at this point. Real bones. Thick real bones.
How's it a...
They're a whole...
How's that
they're, porn? They're, I mean, no, I'm serious. It's you know, I always tell people porn is the look behind the, you know, it's a look behind the scenes of what people really think on what people, how people see you. You know, just like the term BBW, I always say don't use that term. No, who's still
right.
running around calling women BBWs? You know why? Because it's degrading now because fetish. It's a lustful event to some people. It's a porn category. Go put in a real bone BBW.
I'm really ignorant when it comes to porn. Are you telling me, now with another sidebar, are you telling me that BBWs are lusted after for porn?
Yes.
Well, yeah. BBWs are BBWs, and I'm saying it. I feel like Aiden. I'm gonna get cussed out with all my plus size models. a plus size woman is going to, you know, you got to remember the stigma of bigger women versus little women. Monique, that was her stick, right? That was her vibe.
Yeah.
She always focused on that. Once upon a time, a plus-size woman was something that men did behind the scenes. Very seldomly, you saw them walk that aisle with them, right? But now, with this new change of mind and this new movement and the plus-size women stepping out there and like, yo, we gorgeous too. It's okay. It's not an issue anymore. Remember, while back you wanted to do a BBW show, and I was like, hell no. You would piss everybody off. Nobody calls this stuff BBW anymore because I already knew. I knew that 3 years ago. When I start seeing when the DVDs start dying down and people start just doing digital with the porn, everybody's trying to figure out, what I'm going to do with all this BBW DVDs. Digitize them because guess what? People still use that term, but in a derogatory way. Now, you can be a plus-size woman and call yourself BBW. That is fine. That is up to you. But to call a woman a big, beautiful woman in some circles is not okay, especially when you want to add the colorism piece to it, chocolate
well,
BBW.
Well, that's putting the whole spin on it. My only problem with it is, and I've said this in a few groups, why is it that I said, you know, us black people, why are we singling out black women that are plus size because they're plus size, comparing them to, she's pretty to be a plus size person versus why she just can't be pretty? Why she have to have a label on her because of her size? I don't see nobody running around talking about she's skinny. As hell, the skinny anorexics or whatever terminology you want to use for women that are petite and small.
Well, we got to remember
what is it about BBW that it needs to be singled out that about their size, and then you throw on and I found this out a fair-skinned BBW is better than a dark-skinned BBW. I was like,
It's complete idiocy, and it's stupid, and it's just, oh my God. We got to remember, we're in America where the idea of describing people like they're things is popular culture. It is status quo. Mm. And is not right, because when you put in BBW and most women, you want to get white women, black women, you get them all. But then now you got to separate them. You got to have a POG BBW, P-A-W-G. You got to have that BBW. Then you got to have the chocolate
BBW.
BBW
is for black women. It ain't saying nothing about no white women.
No. BBW is not for black women. BBW is big, beautiful women, not black, beautiful women. Not big, black women. BBW stands for big, beautiful women.
I thought it was black, beautiful women. No. Okay,
then
you're right.
Why would they be big then?
Right.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't be big. That's BBBW.
So it doesn't matter.
One last thing. If BBW wasn't enough, you got the SBBWs.
What's that?
That's the super
SBBW.
Big beautiful women.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's what?
Yeah, SBBW. Yeah.
BBW?
Never heard. S, like
what
Sam.
Is it?
That is for the super big beautiful women.
Oh, the really large women.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. They got a name for the. Okay.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
And
you got to understand that right there is the lane that the white girl. See, what happened was when BBW came out, that was a white woman thing. And then black women started getting attributed and they pulled it away from them, so they had to come out with their own. So the really, really big, big white women came out with SBBWs. And then next thing you know, the big, big, big black beautiful women start jumping in on that board. So basically, you know, the saying goes, anything we get involved, we take it over. So it's the same thing. Just for shits and giggles, type in on Google Chrome, BBW,
you know I am.
SBBW,
you know I'm
and then hit, and then hit images. Yeah, and then hit images. You'll see everything that comes up, you know, it's pretty much a big old white woman.
SBBW, is that also a part of porn?
Yeah, it is.
BBW?
It is.
It is too?
If you go on Google it, you'll see the first thing pop up is porn sites.
Wow.
So, but you know, there's SBBW clothing gear.
My thing is making a difference and giving it a different title that bothers me. Like, that separates you from, it makes you different than everybody else. It's like calling somebody that wear glasses is four eyes or somebody, you walk, or big, and it's women. What do they call big ass black men? They ain't got no title, right?
I'm sure something out there. They got big old black. I've been thrown in over the years into big black men and teddy bears and it's all kinds of crap that's out there. It's all stupid. But we got to remember the description is an identifier, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose of describing people that way is for the people who are into that fetish or that kink or that's just their vibe. You know, remember once upon a time you were called a chubby chaser. I don't see how more disrespectful could that be to a woman.
Right.
Yeah, you only mess with big girls. You're a chubby chaser. It's just stupid.
And now you can
be ignorant.
Frowned upon.
Yeah.
Your boys would be making fun of you if your girlfriend was fat.
Yeah. But, you know,
look what happened to Usher.
Yeah, he got exposed by a plus-size sister. Yeah. And there was another plus-size sister exposed on BET.com, exposed R. Kelly. Nobody would ever,
really?
You know, just talking about, when you stop and think R. Kelly, you think little girls and you think nice-looking women, right? Okay, this sister doesn't fit that mold. you know, but there you go. You know, but, you know, to get back to colorism, it's invaded in almost every aspect of anything we do and we're involved in. There's a level of colorism, you know.
Yeah.
There is that idea that certain people can get ahead because of the color of their skin. And that is an international thing that is happening in Canada, that is happening in Puerto Rico. You know, that is happening anywhere. You go talk to a dark-skinned Puerto Rican who lives over there, and they'll tell you, yeah, we get treated like shit because the colorism is happening there. But it's institutionalized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it
mm-hmm.
comes from the government on down, from business on down to friends and family. It's almost a statement,
yeah.
just like here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's true, because I got Puerto Ricans in my family. My godbrother, he looks like he's very light skinned, but because that's his mom is. But his dad, he looked until he if he don't say nothing, you would swear he was black. They're straight up from the motherland. And as soon as he
yeah.
starts speaking, you know he's Puerto Rican. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Then we got the people who just embrace it, and then they have to capitalize off of it. You know, how many, I don't know if y'all, you know, I'm tired of seeing the videos, the tutorials on how you can be a dark-skinned girl with bad skin and turn into a light-skinned girl with smooth skin. You know,
really?
I'm tired of
it. I've seen
a new one every week.
I know they was on Instagram talking about Megan Good, because, you know, Megan Good used to be a brown-skinned little pretty child and with smooth, decent
yeah.
skin, and now all of a sudden she's getting lighter and lighter.
Yeah, we saw her in that movie.
She came out and addressed it and tried to deny it. But every time I see her, that was a couple of years ago, and now I see her. She was just in this new movie that I ordered. Godly, what is it called?
Monster Hunter.
It's a new movie, Monster Hunter. Yes, and she looked calm. She looked lighter than she normally did. Yep.
Yeah, I didn't even. I had to look twice and say, "Oh shit, this is making good." Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they all do it. You know, we even seen Nicki Minaj had to address it. You know, we have to. You know, we run out of time, but we got to be able to stand up for the sisters who embrace their own selves. We can't let little trolls, right? Because I'm not going to forget how Cardi B and her sister addressed the owner, a plus-size black, dark, brown-skinned woman who owns the Shade Room. She had to be a big old gorilla.
That's what they call
her?
Big
old black gorilla. Yeah, because they were mad that they was talking about Cardi's man when he caught that case. Now, she didn't call Harvey a little dried-up Jew because he posted the same thing over in TMZ. She said a little something about him and took it down. Said a little something about the Shade Room and let it stay. So we have to remember that the people who are out there, they're pushing this agenda that dark is bad and light is right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just corny, man.
It's more ignorant. We're perpetuating it.
Yep.
We're feeding, so a lot of us is feeding into it. You know, it's to a point where now I kind of feel like, you know, even at some point, light is not even good enough. You might as well just, the next step, what's better than light-skinned, white or Asian, whatever, anything but black. Even black, light-skinned people are not good enough for some black men.
Yep. Hey, we got a caller.
Okay.
Well,
we got a few more minutes.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Shoebox Talk.
You know, it was your mulattoes were the big slaveholders in your Louisiana's around New Orleans. 28% of the free blacks were mulatto, and they were women. South Carolina, slaveholders. Even today in this country, you have Africans here who don't want to be necessarily included in calling African American, but to check this out. They have their own Nigerian American beauty contest, Ghanaian, Ethiopian, Cameroon American beauty contest. They don't mix in with the Black American beauty contest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way people are. Mm-hmm. People say that blacks was buying their own kin folks, where a light-skinned mulatto was more akin to a European, a French, or Spanish than they were a dark-skinned black slave. They wasn't kin. It was just a business. So think about that.
Yeah, it goes back to those times too, back before Jim Crow and all of that. That is true. This is nothing new.
Yeah, those cultures. That's what they are. They're different cultures. In Africa today, mm-hmm. you got groups that you cannot marry into those groups unless you pour. Like, for instance, the Ashanti in Ghana, the Ashanti Henny. That's a family that rules there. Going all the way back in the Egyptian time, the dynasties were families. And they came from the south. Those in the north and the south was different.
And every time those dynasties changed over, then the culture changes, and they renamed the gods and all that stuff. The philosophy.
Yeah, they had
changed.
Two gods. The south god was Amun, and the north was Ra. Then they tried to combine the two with Namur. They make it Amun Ra, but they continue to fight. Even in the Bible, you can see where the Cushites, who became Yahwehs, and their God was Yahweh, Yahweh say, do not give your sons to their daughters, nor your daughters to their sons. That was something that was prominent. Those groups was against mixing of cultures. And you can't blame them, because look at today, how you have your politicians today want to have African countries to take on homosexuality in order to get aid money from the U.S. They say we don't want to, but they say you don't get the carrot. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right.
Good knowledge drop. Appreciate that, man. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, especially his point on the Cushites and the Bible. It's that's real. You know, it's a real thing. But
wow.
Yep.
Well, we winding down. You got anything else, Derrick, you want to speak on?
Yes, I'm. My group is protesting for major changes for now and the future. I just put an article in there today about the state of Alabama proposing a law, the anti-riot bill, that if you participate in the protest, and you like hit one of the policemen with a weapon, that's mandatory jail for 24 hours. If you do more damage, they're going to try to add more jail time to that, and you can't run for office in the state.
What? Okay,
I
need you to post that in my group too. Alabama had a big old riot with their prisons, and some guys got killed by the prison guards in jail. He got hospitalized, and so they was protesting outside those a few of those prisons, and went to them police officers' houses and start messing with their families and stuff. It's all outside the prisons now there in Alabama. It's bad.
Yeah, this is.
I got
more
than that last month.
All right, guys, I hate to cut you off. Our online listeners are about to get cut off in like 15 seconds.
All right.
So let's wrap up.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Y'all stay safe. Make sure you wear your mask.
Please. All right, good night.
Good night.
Peace, y'all.